Three Stories. Madness in a Diary. There is something about the number three. The ancient Greeks believed three was the perfect number, and in China three has always been a lucky number, and they know a thing or two. Most religions also have three of this and three of that. And of course, in these more modern times, three's a crowd, maybe too many, except when it's a ménage à trois. It seems good things usually come in threes. Whatever history and culture says, we think three, a hat-trick of stories, is a great number to explore themes and literary avenues the classic authors were so adept at creating. From their pens to your ears.
Diary of a Lunatic by Leo Tolstoy. This morning, I underwent a medical examination in the government council room. The opinions of the doctors were divided. They argued among themselves and came at last to the conclusion that I was not mad. But this was due to the fact that I tried hard during the examination not to give myself away. I was afraid of being sent to a lunatic asylum, where I would not be able to go on with the mad undertaking I have on my hands. They pronounced me subject to fits of excitement, and something else too. But following his directions, my trouble would completely disappear. Imagine, all that torments me disappearing completely. Oh, there is nothing I would not give to be free from my trouble. The suffering is too great. I am going to tell explicitly how I came to undergo that examination, how I went mad, and how my madness was revealed to the outside world. Up to the age of 35, I lived like the rest of the world, and nobody had noticed any peculiarities in me. Only in my early childhood, before I was 10, I had occasionally been in a mental state similar to the present one, and then only at intervals, whereas now I am continually conscious of it. I remember going to bed one evening when I was a child of 5 or 6. Nurse Euphrasia, a tall, lean woman in a brown dress with a double chin, was undressing me and was just lifting me up to put me into bed. "I will get into bed myself," I said, preparing to step over the net at the bedside. "Lie down, Fedinka. You see, Mitinka is already lying quite still," she said, pointing with her head to my brother in his bed. I jumped into my bed, still holding Nurse's hand in mine. Then I let it go, stretched my legs under the blanket, and wrapped myself up. I felt so nice and warm. I grew silent all of a sudden and began thinking. I love Nurse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?